everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And as you might have noticed, if you look at the duration of the show, it's quite a streamlined show this week, and that's for very obvious reasons. It is very cold. So no results from last weekend to go through. So instead, this week, we're just going to talk about this weekend's scheduled matches in the Northern Premier League Premier Division, as well as the FA Trophy. And it's a big welcome back to the show now to Whitby Town Radio's very own. Here's Andrew Snaith. Well, Andrew, a big thank you for joining us. We've been doing this show now 10 years or so, and there has been jokes and cliches and repetition forming over the years doing this show. But one thing has always been true. If you've got a weekend coming up where there's fixtures and you're going to yourself, those matches aren't going to get played. There's only one man I can think of to do the fixture preview for that weekend. Welcome back, Andrew Snaith. How are you? How's things?
All right, Ben. Yeah, frosty, surprisingly.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are recording this show on Thursday. It's a bit more streamlined than normal, partly because we're expecting pitch inspections. Certainly in step four, the league has allowed pitch inspections to take place on Friday. So at time of recording, we've not had any of them in the Premier Division, but it is very frosty across the north of England. Fingers crossed, you never know. Stranger things have happened, but this week's show does come with a massive pinch of salt, and you'll be needing that for the car park, won't you, if these matches are on? please do check social media before setting off to your games this weekend. But Andrew, I mean, Whitby aren't even playing this weekend, are they? How's things going at the moment, you feel, at Whitby?
Not too bad, actually. On a run of four matches unbeaten, so that's quite good for us. So how things have gone, back-to-back victories for the first time this season, last week at Liversedge. Oh, in fact, it was 2 weeks ago now. So it's been quite a while since we've played much football. Got a good draw against Hyde last time out. We're very happy with that. But I'm always hesitant to say about turning corners and this and that. But even up at 16th, we're still only a point or two outside the relegation zone. So it's come so tight, that league now. We always talk about how tight the league is, and then it just seems to get tighter and tighter and tighter. It's like you've got Mask and Nantwich on the same number of points either side of the line. A couple of places up is a Whitby, just 2 points above that. There's a couple more teams on the same number of points. It's crazy. The bottom half of the table, you just think anybody could get sucked into that dogfight at the bottom. But there are some good teams down there. There is starting to become a little bit of daylight between the bottom two, Belper and Liversedge, a couple of the new clubs promoted last season. And Stalybridge is 3 points and another 3 points to Mask, who are fourth bottom. And to be fair, have a lot of games in hand, just on a bit of a bad run at the moment. So having seen Liversedge a couple of weeks back, they didn't play the best. So I'm wondering again, that awful home record they have, just one win in 11, lost the other 10. Is that going to cost them? The whole way record is as good as anybody in the division. It's tricky, Ben, but yeah, I'm not going to say anything silly like Whitby have turned any corners of any kind, but they seem a little bit better in terms of form. I think they were sixth in terms of the last six games results. So I'm sure Nathan Haslam's pleased with that.
Yeah, I mean, we had Nathan on a couple of weeks ago, and one thing we have to remember is, you know, Whitby, you were the team down the bottom end of the table, weren't you? And deeply in those relegation places, and, you know, some positive results and things can turn around pretty quickly. So all to play for as we go towards the second half of the season for everyone down at the bottom end of the table, but also up at the top end too. And we will do a fixture preview, but like I said, do take this with a pinch of salt, but fingers crossed. But it does give us an opportunity to take stock at the league table as well as we do these in theory fixtures for this weekend. And in theory, Andrew, game of the weekend this weekend is a mammoth game in Lincolnshire. Gainsborough Trinity taking on South Shields. It's first travelling to third. 2 points separating the two teams. South Shields do have two games in hand. They've got themselves to top spot now with those games in hand. Can they edge further away, or can Gainsborough Trinity peg them back and in fact go a place above them this weekend, if it's on?
It fits on indeed. It's a funny one, actually, looking at Gainsborough's home record, whether you would regard that as a good or a bad thing. I think you can spin it either way. They've only lost two games at home, but they've only won two games at home. They've drawn six out of 10 at the North home. So it'll be intriguing to see how that plays out. South Shields have been pretty consistent home and away. They've got themselves up at the top, as you say, after that long FA Cup run, I think, ended up with so many games to fit in. As well publicised that they are the sole professional club in this level, and so they should be at the top of the league, you would argue, Kevin Phillips' side. Gainsborough Trinity, I was going to say the surprise package, but I'm not that surprised. They've got some big experienced players, you know, Clayton Donaldson leading the line. I don't care what level, somebody of that size, that strength, that experience, scored that amount of goals, they're going to be an asset. And they are the top goal scorers in the division as well, with 40 goals from 21 games.
It's a mammoth total, that, isn't it? And yeah. I've seen games for the season, and you can see why, because they don't half spring forward when they launch counterattacks, which I suppose is why they're so good away from home.
Yeah, absolutely. They obviously need to convert some of these draws into wins, but they're a formidable side. No matter who they're playing, including South Shields, the leaders, I'm sure they'll give them a good game. And yes, if it goes Gainsborough's way, they could go top of the division.
Now, in theory, and this is all the show is about this week, in theory, there's a good chance that could be a draw this weekend, which does leave the door open for Hyde United, who, in theory, are travelling to Belper Town on Saturday. A mammoth game for Belper Town. They're 9 points from safety currently. That can turn around, but they do have to get results. This is a tricky game, though. But it's also a tricky game for Hyde, who could go top if they pick up a victory, and South Shields against Bedraw.
Yeah, absolutely. Some signs of Belper are certainly fighting. They're certainly playing for the manager. But that home record, again, like Liver said, it has to change. Just one win from 10. They've got to turn that around. That seems like the key. If you can't win your home games, it's always difficult. But I mean, the issue there as well, that they're also struggling on their travels too. But they've got to start getting some home form for me. And I guess it starts with the defence. They've conceded the most goals in the division, and that's usually a sign that things are going badly and they're bottom of the league. So that's all you need to really look at. They've got to start winning. It could be a difficult game for Hyde because obviously Belper, there's that desperation. But on paper, Hyde should win that.
Yeah, Belper have, apart from the FC United defeat, obviously I saw that game and I thought Belper, they had opportunities. But before that, they obviously beat Morpeth and the drew Whitby, didn't they? So there's a bit of life there at Belper Town. Tough game for Hyde United this weekend, in theory, if the game is on. Bamber Bridge in fifth position at the moment. One of the main talking points on the monthly show was just how that's happened, because remarkable, really, because of the form they were on, and then two back-to-back wins and suddenly in the playoff spots. They're 4 points clear of the team they're hosting on Saturday. That's Warrington Rylands. Warrington Rylands in 10th position, 4 points from the playoffs. They play the same number of games as Bamber Bridge. An important game for Warrington Rylands, because if they obviously lose that game, then Bamber Bridge aren't 4 points up the road, they're 7 points up the road, and that becomes quite a hefty gap at this stage of the season, all of a sudden, for a team who, a couple of weeks ago, you were saying were there or thereabouts when it comes to that playoff line.
Yeah, absolutely. And you would end up with Rylands being as close to the relegation zone as the playoffs picture. So, again, just highlighting how ridiculous the league is at the moment. Bamber Bridge, they're in fifth spot, but they have a -7 goal difference. They've conceded 41 goals. It's absolutely ridiculous. You know, there's only the bottom two that have conceded more. That dreadful run that they were on, they got battered for 7, I think, at Hyde. And their away form is poor, but at home, just one defeat in 10. They're winning no home matches, and there they are. You know, they have played one or two games more than some of the teams around them, but they're up there. They've got that quality. They've got 10 wins this season. They're not a bad side. It's just which Bamber Bridge turns up, I suppose.
So Warrington Rylands away from home on Saturday. Their near neighbours, Warrington Town, they're away from home as well. They're travelling to Atherton Colts. Tough game. Warrington Town, 2 points outside the playoffs currently. We should say Marine are obviously in FA Trophy action. They're in fourth position. So there is an opportunity for Warrington Town here. Whatever happens with Bamber Bridge in their match with Warrington Rylands, there's a chance for Warrington Town to get themselves into the playoffs this weekend. For Atherton Colts, they're 2 points ahead of Lancaster City, of Guiseley, of Whitby, just 3 points ahead of Morpeth Town, and 4 points ahead of Nantwich Town and that relegation line of Manchester United. So it's a bit too close for comfort, I'm going to suggest, for Atherton Colts at the minute.
Yeah, and again, it's they're a strange old team, Atherton. I'm looking at the record there, and it seems that going on the travels and having to fight and scrap for a result is how that it tends to suit them. They've only lost twice away, but at home they've only won twice. So when the onus is on them to do the attacking, it's a difficult thing. And I noticed they struggled to create a Whitby a few weeks back, and that might just be the problem. At Warrington, they travel quite well. They're a decent side, quite stubborn themselves. I dare say this will be a tough physical attritional affair if it's on in this theoretical outcome.
Yes, and in this game of theoretical fixture previewing, let's go to the Dex game. Radcliffe taking on Lancaster City. And Radcliffe at the moment, 2 points from the playoffs. Form-wise, it's not been too bad, you know. They've been playing the likes of, obviously, they got a draw against Matlock. They were narrowly beaten by South Shields. They got a draw against Gainsborough. You know, with that run of games there they've had, it's not been too bad. So to be 2 points outside the playoffs, having had to play games against Matlock, South Shields and Gainsborough, I'm pretty sure Bobby Grant will take that. This is a tough game, though, against Lancaster City, who've suddenly started to move themselves up the table, a bit like yourselves at Whitby.
Yeah, and maybe done it in a similar sort of way. They're another tough physical side that grind out results. That said, they can also score goals as well, Lancaster. Yeah, Radcliffe have a lot of quality. You're right that they've played some tough teams, and they've still only lost 5 games in the league. That's really not too bad. But another side that will be maybe looking at that record and thinking, we've drawn a lot of games that maybe we could have won, and maybe we could have actually been in that top five, considering the quality of players we have. It'll be interesting to see. But as you say, Lancaster, a little bit of a form side at the moment. They've put a few results together.
Certainly in form at the moment, and Nantwich Town this weekend will be hosting FC United of Manchester. I've seen on their Twitter feed, on Nantwich Town's Twitter feed, they've got the covers on the pitch, so every effort is being made to try and get this game on Saturday. And you can kind of see why, because Nantwich are in good form. FC United last season didn't really turn up for that game at the Weaver Stadium in the same fixture. So you'd imagine Nantwich will be up for this game on Saturday, and Richie Sutton will be wanting to keep that run of form going, if it's on, of course. But FC United, they're 3 points from the playoffs, 3 points from Marine. It could be a good afternoon for FC United, but who knows? Do you know?
I don't, Ben. that's why I'm available at short notice with no fee. Funny one, really. I mean, FC, and I'm sure you might be sorely aware that they're all or nothing, it seems, on their travels. They will either beat teams or they'll get beat. No draws yet in those 10 games they've played on their travels. So great entertainment, but you don't really know which way it's going to go. Nantwich will be looking to improve that home record. Just 2 wins again out of 10, which is a worry. They'll be concerned about that. As you say, they've improved things in recent weeks, but they had to. Their main problem seems to be goals. They can't score them, but they don't tend to concede them either. Yeah, that's a really interesting one to ponder. Should those frost sheets pay dividends? Hopefully they will.
2 times 18 is 36. I'm aware of that. But FC United, they've scored 34 goals to Nantwich's 18, which is almost double. Almost.
It showed
me workings and everything there.
You carried the one. Indeed, they're very, very contrasting. Yeah, Nantwich, they struggle in front of goal, but they tend to defend well. Maybe FC, maybe the reverse of that. Albeit they haven't actually conceded a great deal of goals themselves. They've got a great goal difference.
They've conceded more than Nantwich have. So there we go.
true enough, Ben. Yeah. True enough.
Let's go to Matlock. Matlock taking on Stalybridge Celtic this week. Obviously, it's been a bit of a very turbulent week at Causeway Lane with Craig Elliott moving to Buxton. Martin Carruthers coming in. And I suppose if you're looking for a manager who knows his way around this division, who's very good at this level of the game, well, yeah, Martin Carruthers sounds about right to me.
Yeah, he's done the business at Ilkeston. He's been at Basford as well, so he does know that area. So he should be able to slot in there without too many problems at Matlock. It will be interesting to see how that one goes. Again, Stalybridge are a team that I've seen previously, and again, they're a team that tend to be quite attritional. They're physical and organised. They tend to be pretty good at the back, but again, they're at home, so can they force the pace? Again, it's a team whose home record, much like Nantwich, is quite limited, and again suggests one of these teams that when it comes to actually forcing the pace, they tend to find that quite difficult. And it's another side that have struggled to score goals as well this season.
Let's talk about Stafford Rangers against Ashton United, 11th taking on 12th. Proper mid-table ding-dong this one, isn't it? 5 points the gap between Ashton United and Bamber Bridge in the playoffs, which isn't a great deal at this stage of the season. For Stafford Rangers, they're 4 points from that playoff line. Ashton United have played a game more than Stafford Rangers. It's a bit early to use the term winner stays on or anything like that, but it would be handy to pick up 3 points in this game.
Yeah, indeed. I was going to say Ashton United 5 points away from the top five, 6 points away from the relegation zone. So kind of mid-table game, but you know, where you draw mid-table, you could be bottom half, you could be up towards the top. It's so open. They're even 11 versus 12. There's a lot riding on it. So it'll be another tough one to call. If you look at the goal difference as an indicator, Ashton plus four, despite being in the lower than Stafford. Who knows which way this one's going to go? Better team on the day, I suppose, will make the difference. It's another very, very difficult game to call.
Yeah. Let's go lastly for league matches this weekend. Morpeth of Town against Liversidge. And I don't really need to say anything about this game. I think it sells itself, doesn't it? That's mammoth. And with it being at Morpeth, obviously Morpeth's game with Warrington Town was called off last week. So fingers crossed. I mean, they do have, you know, one of these artificial surfaces up there in the northeast. And so it stands a better chance than any of being on this weekend. But it's a mammoth game, isn't it, for both Morpeth and Liversidge. And a must-win game, I'm going to suggest, for Liversidge, and a must-not-get-beat for Morpeth.
Yes, you're quite right. Liversidge desperately just trying to get the season back underway. Morpeth probably surprising a lot of people to be as low as they are. But again, I think that's just showing how competitive the league is this season. They've scored goals, but they've certainly conceded them as well. Where they are, you would think that they should have enough to stay up, but you just don't know. But Liversedge are certainly going to have to turn those season around. I think they're in a real danger of getting marooned in that sort of bottom two. If they don't start picking up results, and certainly the results to pick up against the teams around them, they're going to be those that decide whether they stay in the division.
And that's all the league matches for this weekend. There are two FA Trophy games as well. Guiseley's match with Halifax. There is a pitch inspection to take place on Saturday at 9:30, which is obviously way after this show was recorded. Guiseley against Halifax does seem like a big game, and especially with Paul Phillips coming in. If there's anyone who can get Guiseley up for this, it's Paul Phillips, isn't it? And they're going to need that motivation for this game against higher league opposition in Halifax in the third round of the FA Trophy this weekend.
Yeah, it's nothing to lose territory, I think, there. Much higher opposition, but nice derby, nice West Yorkshire derby. It's going to be, it should be a really, really good occasion there. And as you say, Paul Phillips might be the right guy to come in, get them motivated. And of course, they're going to want to impress him, aren't they? And establish themselves playing under a new manager. So you never know, guys. He could upset the odds.
Yeah, and a big good luck to Geisley in that third round of the FA Trophy this weekend. And also a big good luck to Mask United and Marine. Those two go head-to-head this weekend. For Curtis Woodhouse, it's about getting a victory and momentum. For Marine, it's just about continuing the momentum. It's been a cracking season thus far. Bit contrasting, isn't it? Both teams coming up from step four. Obviously, I think Marine, we discussed it last week on the monthly show. The FA Cup run has certainly helped on and off the pitch. It's a club certainly going places at the minute. Big clash this weekend between these two teams who were step four last year.
Absolutely. Yeah, Marine have probably surprised a few, the momentum they have off the field as well as on, you know, some tremendous crowds they've been getting this season, following on from that famous game against Tottenham. And they've managed to retain, you know, a lot of the people who maybe came out to see their first game at this level at an NPL side and have kept coming. That's tremendous, tremendous credit to them for being able to do that. Yeah, but both teams came up last season. It's a funny one. I think it's easy to forget because Marina spent so many years at this level. But yes, they were promoted last season. Mask United, historically a Northern League side, got some very good players. Certainly I know well. They've got a lot of games in hand, and the quality they have, they shouldn't be where they are. But we will see how they get on at the weekend if the game goes ahead against a very, very good Marine side.
And that's the thing, if this game goes ahead, and like we said, this whole fixture preview has all been in theory. The only place where you're going to get confirmation about these games being on this weekend is obviously your own club Twitter feeds, but also www.thenpl.co.uk. Don't forget, you can follow the league on Twitter and on Facebook as well. Andrew Snaith, a big, big thank you for joining us on this almost festive edition of the show. A big Merry Christmas to you and your family. All the best for the new year. Just before you go, obviously there's no game this weekend for Whitby Town Radio, but you can have a plug anyway. I'll let you. Whenever Whitby are back in action, how could people tune in?
Tune in via social media or via the website. You'll find the link to the Whitby Town Mixler feed. The next game is North Riding Senior Cup match at Borough Rangers, who play out of Stokesley at the moment. So a little bit of a trek. They're a Northern League second division side. They are top of that division as well. So that should be a good game. And that's on this coming Wednesday evening. Paul Connolly and Liam Ryder bringing you the best of the action.
Great stuff. Well, Andrew Snaith, like I said, have a lovely Christmas and all the best for the new year, and catch up very soon.
Thanks very much, Ben. All the best to you and yours and all listeners, of course.
And a big thank you to Andrew Snaith for joining me on this week's show. And just a reminder, this show is very much pre-recorded. It's very, very cold outside. Please do check social media before setting off to your game this weekend. And I know there's pitch inspections across the Northern Premier League. So please keep an eye on social media, as well as that website, www.thenpl.co.uk. But I'm Ben, and you'll make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.